Martin was referring to timing. And somebody wants to know, what about when you're giving carbopaclitaxel? Often you use a consolidation treatment afterwards. If you're going to do that, where does the durvalumab come in?
I haven't actually done that, but I guess if you were treating with definitive chemo-RAS with weekly carbotaxel, you would probably plan to then follow with your consolidation chemo and then follow with durvalumab after you completed the chemo.
I think Pacific did not include any consolidation chemo, though, right?
Right, exactly.
I mean, there was a Japanese study that suggested the consolidation chemo didn't add anything to the concurrent chemo. I'm not doing as much consolidation chemo as I used to, honestly.
Okay, so before we move on, just quick question. I think I'll let Jeff handle this one. 75-year-old woman, ECOG performance status 2, 40-pack year tobacco history, cessation 5 years ago, rheumatoid arthritis on methotrexate and prednisone, non-small cell lung cancer, squamous cell cancer, no mets, PD-L1 60%, carbotaxel concurrently, methotrexate and prednisone stopped, started on durvalumab, rheumatoid arthritis symptoms worsened, restarted methotrexate, so far the patient's stable. Concerned that this patient's not going to be able to complete durvalumab toxicity. Any thoughts in general about this case, Jeff?
I share your concern. You gave it a try. I think, you know, you give them a shot now at curative therapy, right? They're cured, so why torture them, right? So let's see if they have a shot. I don't think these patients were excluded from the Pacific trial. This is off-label. You can give it a shot if you want, but if it gives them problems, then take a break, and you can always try it again if they recur. I hate to say it.
Corey?
It should be noted that only about 40 or 42% or so were actually able to complete the full year of Durva.
Right.
So this is no surprise. And I think as we start extending this into the real world in a patient population that might not have been candidates for Pacific, that'll be more likely the case. But remember, despite that, we're still seeing an OS benefit. Mm. Docetaxel, pac carbo, anything else you can think of has not shown that. So I have made a switch. I have stopped giving consolidation pac carbo.
Try one dose, right, Corey? You know, let's just try it, see how the first dose goes. See how the second dose goes, and suddenly you're doing it, and you're curing people.
So a couple of quick questions from the audience. Jeff, if a patient relapses within 12 months of completing consolidation durvalumab after chemo radiation, what's next?
That sounds like that means it's about 2 years since they got chemo, because they got consolidation for a year, and so I'd probably reach back for chemo before I go back to IO.
First-line chemo or second-line, Jeff?
First-line.
Okay. So
you make it up, right? Is that second line or first line? You call what you want.
Well, but you'd re-challenge with platinum, right?
You'd give platinum. Yeah. Platinum. I give them real platinum doublet, yeah.